Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC man of God coming to you from the, not from work. I'm coming from my sanctuary. I'm coming from my home. And, you know, it's amazing that you can still go back and know how to do this stuff, connect to everything. But we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I'm going to talk about what I talked about this morning in my little video. We're going to be blessed. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God. I'm going to come back, open up in prayer. Y'all know what I do. And we're going to let him move. Let him have his way. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
You Rock about the hurt and listen to these words. You are the love.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there, y'all. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless his holy name. You go down in the water and you come up washed in with grace. You wash with grace. Father, we thank you tonight for the opportunity to come before your throne room with boldness. Lord, I pray for your people over around the world right now, no matter what country or city or state they might be in, whatever they're struggling with, whatever storm they're going through, Lord, I just speak peace over the storm right now. I speak your will to be done in their lives. Lord, you created them to bless them. So, Lord, I thank you before you formed them and put them in their mother's wombs. You knew every plan, everything that they're walking through right now. You already knew it because you're the author and finisher of our faith. What you started, you're more than capable of finishing. So I just release your will, your blessings to bless your people, God. Strengthen your people today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak peace over their lives. I speak peace over every storm that is raging right now. Ha! In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over them. Bless them today, Lord. Let them hear something that's going to encourage them to get them through the night, through the dark areas of their lives, Father. Your will be done in their lives. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that matters. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the saints of God said, amen. 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 Well, so good to be back on the flow. It's been a minute. I've taken some time off, you know, and I've been doing this for 5 years, you know, in October, I think it was 5 years. So I hadn't been doing it very much, but I'm going to get back in it, and because I know that my people, my Rudolphs, are missing me, and they're wanting me to get online, and they're probably not online right now, but when they see me, they'll jump on. So I'm just going to get back into what I was doing this morning, my little devotional that I do every morning. I try to do it's hard because I don't have a house that's finished. So the house that I'm using now is still in, you know, so there's people there working and distracting me and all that stuff. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it. If I had to do it in my truck, I'm going to do it. So this is the little Jesus Calling book that everybody sees, enjoying peace in his presence, Sarah Young. So I just use this as a starting point. And April 26th today, it says, welcome problems as perspective lifters. My people tend to sleepwalk through their days until the bump into an obstacle that stymies them. If you encounter a problem with no immediate solution, your response to the situation will take you either up or down. You can lash out at the difficulty, resenting it, or feeling sorry for yourself. This will take you down into a pit of self-pity. The alternative for the problem can be a ladder enabling you to climb up and see your life from my perspective. View from above the obstacles that frustrate you is only a light in a momentary trouble. Once your perspective has been heightened, you can look away from the problems together toward me and see the light of my presence shining upon you. And the scripture connected to this is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. And the King James puts it like this, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the Amplified puts it like this. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, selfless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inward self is being progressively renewed day by day. For our momentary light distress, this passing trouble is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all comparisons, a transcended splendor and an endless blessedness. So which look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are visible are temporal, just brief and fleeting, but the things which are invisible are everlasting and imperishable. So we already know that, but that what we're seeing, you know, is not what we're, you know, sometimes it's not all about what you see. It's about spiritual things that are You know, he said, but these light afflictions, you know, this is Paul talking. I mean, he was left for dead in a ditch, and he was many attempts on his life and all that. But he said, these light afflictions, but it's but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. So you have to go through things before the oil can be added to you, the anointing to destroy the yoke. You know, those people that are anointed, that have a connection with God, they paid the price for it. It didn't come easy. It wasn't an easy thing. It's not an overnight thing either. It takes years. It takes years of walking with God and trusting and proving yourself to Him that He can trust you like we can trust Him. Amen? But these treasures, I'm going to start at verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus, for His sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, the grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Amazing grace, the amazing grace. I just want to get back on that because it's the amazing grace is the unmerited favor of God on your life. And if you don't believe that you're favored, if you don't believe that you're living a blessed life, it's not going to manifest. You have to, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have to trust the word of God. You have to trust that you are the favorite of the Lord, that you are the beloved. Just like that song I was playing earlier, that you are the beloved. You're the beloved. He loves you. He has favored you from the beginning. That's why you're still here right now, sucking air on this thing called earth. You know, we're walking through this thing. You know, it's a struggle from day to day. You're dealing with your body, which is deleting, is dying, you know, as you live and go forward. You know, this is what I've learned in getting older. You know, in June, I'll be 57. I'm not old, but, you know, there's things that that's causing me problems that I had to deal with. I had to take care of my body. I have to make sure I'm eating the right stuff and all that stuff and not eating bad stuff because it will affect you as you walk it out. So, and as you're decreasing, you're increasing in God. So you have to know, you know, there's not a problem with me. If somebody, we was talking about that to death today with an ex-pastor that has walked away from God, and now all he wants to talk about is psychics and stupid stuff. I couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" But I didn't want to, you know, bash him or beat him down because I want to draw him back. But you have to do that sometimes. It's like a baby, you know, giving the little spoons at a time, not, you know, just dumping the thing on them so they get it. You know, sometimes you have to be wise. You have to be wise and you have to be led of the Spirit. So, but I was hearing what was coming out of him and I was like, man, how did you go from being a pastor over a church? And then now you're talking about psychics and the supernatural and this and that, you know, and you'll never die. You'll be reincarnated. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that because my Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm going to step out of this body into glory, you know, and I'm going to come back and rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. I've said that from the beginning. I've said it when I read it, I believed it, and I started saying that if I come back I'm coming back by Jesus, beside Jesus, riding, reigning. And if it's on a donkey, I don't care what it's on, as long as I'm with him and I'm coming back to rule and reign for 1,000 years and then in eternity forever. So you have to know that God wants you, you know, just like this thing, this little book that I was talking about, the little devotional. He's saying, don't be, you know, looking at obstacles in a frustrated way, but look at problems as an opportunity to decrease, to get low, so where he can take you high. You know, sometimes, you know, and everything ain't the devil. I quit glorifying the devil. Glorify God. You know, be focused on that. If God is in control of everything, and he uses everything, and if he's allowing things that are bad come, it's for a reason. You have to learn from it. You have to move past it. It might be a test. It might be a trial. It might be something, but you have to sort through it and keep your heart, your mind stayed on him. This is the problem right here. You're cast out because he said we're hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. How? How? By dying. You have to die. You have to decrease. You have to. It's not your opinion that matters. It's not, you know, your agenda that matters at all. It's what, you know, you have to decrease. You have to surrender your heart, your mind, your soul to Jesus. It says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. For our momentary light distress, this passing trouble, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all compensates, a transcendent splendor and an endless blessedness. So when we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are visible are temporal, yet brief and fleeting, but the things which are invisible are everlasting and imperishable. Imperishable. It's not going to perish. You know, what God has for you is coming. You know, and I believe that, you know, so many people want overnight success and millions of dollars and all that stuff, and it would kill you. It would destroy you because you ain't ready for it. Let me just put it like that, because you know, if you can't manage your money and you can't, you're not going to be a faithful steward for God. Why should he bless you? You know, you say, I want millions of dollars. Oh, I would give. No. And then this first million you get, you don't even pay no tithes on it. That's too much money to give to a church. You know what I'm saying? It's like, really? So God ain't broke. He don't have a problem with blessing his people, as long as the blessings don't have your heart. You know, you have to be chasing after God every day of your life. I believe that. You have to get up thinking about him and progressively reading the word and learning and overcoming adversity, you know, overcoming your bad habits and everything else. You have to work on it. You know, I don't try to fix nobody. I try to fix myself. I stay focused on myself because I'm accountable for me. And God has to wash you clean from all the stuff that this world brings. So if you're there, if you're out there, you're being discouraged. You've been discouraged. You know, the enemy has taken your courage to where you don't feel worthy, you don't feel able to do what God's called you to do. The devil is a liar, and God is the truth. And every word that he has spoken over your life, from your childhood until now, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's still time. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't commit suicide. Put that gun down. Put those pills down. Whatever you're trying to do, you know, to distract yourself, don't do it. Stay focused on God. Return into your Father's house. Go back from where you started. You know, we started in heaven. I believe that we started in heaven. And when your mama and your daddy met and they got married and it was time for them to conceive a child, he said, go. And you came. And you was birthed into sin. You was birthed into sin. You know, it's hard to think of a child that's coming, that's so fresh from heaven, is born into sin. But you are. But he paid the price for sin at the cross with Jesus. He sent the only spotless Lamb of God, the only person in this earth that's ever walked without sin, to pay the price that we can never pay. So it's grace that's been given to us. It's not a license to sin. It's a license to grow and walk and talk with God, and to have intimacy with him. And he longs for that. He desires to have your time, your attention, just like a child. And even these dogs, you know, pets, they demand your attention. I got a little Chihuahua. That thing, man, will wear you out. He just demands your attention at all time. He wants you, and if you're not petting on him or putting your hands on him, he's growling at you and trying to get your attention. I'm like, man, are you kidding me? You got a control issue, man. So God wants your attention. He wants your attention. He wants you to focus on him and not the stuff that's going around that's not so good. You know, now we're looking at the earthquakes and all these things that's going around the world right now, storms and potential wars and, you know, transgenders, you know, in the bathrooms. That's all that's being posted. You know, it's just craziness, man. It's crazy. Focus on God. Keep your heart right with God so you can be used by him. You know? Because he said, for we live, we always deliver to Jesus, to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body, in our mortal flesh. The only way you're going to, he's going to manifest himself in you is if you're low and meek and humble and are walking in a spirit of love. You know, this is what's coming. This outpouring is going to be a tsunami of love that's going to wash over people that they have never experienced the love of God that's coming. And, you know, we have experienced, you know I did. When I got saved, I was having just phenomenal experiences with God. And he manifested himself to me many times. And I felt his presence. I felt his love. And it just shook me to the core. It changed me. From that day, it was never the same. Even when I got saved, I was crying and tears were leaping off my face. I wasn't just crying. I mean, he healed me from, you know, the 37 years of living in this planet and doing all the stuff that I did. I was forgiven. I was washed clean. I was in the river, washing in the river, and was white as snow. When that pastor got done praying with me, our hands were covered with my tears. And it was incredible because he manifested himself to me. I heard the audible voice of God. You know, when I was in church, I heard the audible voice of God. He said, now will you live for me? Now will you keep that promise you made me? It was 10 years ago. He didn't forget. And guess what? He don't forget. So you have to, when you make vows to God, you have to keep your promise. You have to keep your promise to God because he don't forget. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He ain't going to take it back. What he's spoken over your life, beloved, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. You know, whatever that is. If it's saving your family, saving your daughter, your son, your mother, your father, whatever, he's going to do all that stuff. Just keep praying. Don't quit praying. Don't give up. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be back on the flow, I tell you. I've been missing this. Hallelujah. Let's see. In verse 8, it says, hard pressed is translated afflicted. In the Greek text, an identified expression occurs in 7, verse 5, where it is rendered trouble on every side. But Paul adds, outside were afflictions, inside were fears. Thus, every side means inside and outside. Yet Paul was not crushed. A compound Greek word from the word for narrow and space, perplexed, is derived from two Greek words, the word of no plus, the word of for way. Thus, perplexed means to be at a loss. One is perplexed with one sees no way out. Yet Paul was not in despair, which means utterly at a loss. As believers, we will face trials, but we must remember that God controls trials and uses them to strengthen his people. God's glory is manifested through broken vessels, through people who endure troubles by relying on his power. So this might be why you're going through what you're going through right now, man. It's from faith to faith to glory to glory. You have to keep that faith, man. You have to hold on to faith. You know, this last year, I mean, it's been something for me because I was having a blockage in my heart and all that stuff. I had 3 stents added to my heart, and it was like an overnight thing. It was God made it so easy to fix that. But then I had to take care of my body, too, you know, and what you're doing and what you're eating. So you have to make sure that you take time to rest, take time to be at peace. You know, there's so much trouble, so much noise in the world. You have to get to a place that's quiet and peaceful. That's what I did on my vacay. I didn't do anything that I didn't want to do because I just had to get somewhere and be still. Be still. Hit your reset button. Don't let life, the trials and the tests and tribulations and the vicissitudes of this life destroy you. You have to be at still. You know, when my doctor would tell me, you don't go fast and hot, you go slow and cold. Start changing your mind. Go slow and go cold. Hot, cool. So you have to change it, change your mindsets from day to day. And I've seen many people on Facebook doing the same thing. So that's just confirmation to me that God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing because before he brings the new thing, he said, before I do it, shall you not know it? Shall you not know it? Shall you not be aware of it? If I'm adjusting stuff and trying to fix stuff, you need to know it and you need to take heed to what I'm telling you. If I'm telling you to quit, stop drinking coffee, stop drinking coffee. If I'm telling you to stop doing this, doing that, whatever it is that's affecting your body in a negative way, you need to take heed to it. Hallelujah. I know you like it. I know it's good, but sometimes it don't work. It works against your body. I'm just saying. For these light afflictions bear a far more weight, exceedingly weight of glory. You're going through what you're going through right now for more glory. You know, I've always been anointed. Ever since I got saved, I didn't even know what anointed means. But there, you know, because he's with me. But when you go through the stuff that you can't explain, and, you know, you just have to trust him and know that he loves you. He's got you. He's got your back. He's not like going to let you go out like that. It might be for a season, and it might be a long season for some of you, you know. And I'm still praying for you. I'm still praying for you. So don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give up. God's got you in the palm of his hand. You are the beloved. He loves you. Got a plan for your life, and he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. You know, I just saw where a woman was, there was a video on Facebook about a woman being healed from a cerebral palsy. She couldn't even walk. She was in extreme pain for years, but she gave her life to God when she was young. And she kept crying out to God, saying, "Why are you doing this to me? Why am I going through this?" Because she was inside, but she couldn't, you know. And then she was talking to a pastor on the phone and said, "I'll let you pray for me if you'll come get me." So he went and got her, took her to the church, and they never had a miracle in their church, ever. And he prayed the prayer of faith, and that woman was healed. She got up, started walking. She was, her legs were all crooked and everything, but the more she walked, the straighter she got, till she was completely delivered and set free by the power of God. It's his power, it's not mine. I'm not God. I serve a living God who is alive and well. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you daily. If ain't nobody, if you can't get nobody to pray with you and agree with you, guess what? Jesus is praying for you right now. He is. He never stops. That's his 24/7 job in heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you daily. He's praying for you right now. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep walking it out by faith. Know he's going to bring you out. Amen. Well, I would open up the prayers for, phone lines for prayer, but ain't nobody on here. So that's all right. So my first night back, that's good. It's good to be back. Love you guys. I've been missing you and been praying for you. So, and I know you've been praying for me, and I really appreciate your prayers and your concerns. But all is well. All is well. I'm just crazy busy. And that's a good thing. I'm not complaining, because I've been at the other end. I was unemployed for 3 years. So I know what it's like to be in lack. But now, you know, when God starts blessing you, you get busy and you have to take care of business, you know. So, and take care of his business. When you take care of his business, he's going to bless you. So, and it might be more work. It might be more troubles. It might be more stress. But he said, "I'll never put more on you than you can bear, and I'll always leave a way of escape. I'll always leave a way out for you, because you are my beloved. You are my beloved." Hallelujah. You are the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Be that. Do that. If you just take ownership of that scripture and become that, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Whatever, whoever you come up on, you make them rich. Not financially, money, but with rich, with encouragement, with love, with peace, whatever. The fruits of the Spirit manifested in your life. Do that and watch what happens. Money will run you down. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and log off. Amen. Short night tonight. All right. Okay. Father, I just thank you for everybody that hears the sound of my voice. Anybody that logs onto this video, I ask you to bless them. I ask you to strengthen them. Whatever they might be being pressed in right now, perplexed or troubling or whatever test they might be going through, Father, I just speak victory over their test. I speak victory that they would come out, that they would overcome, be an overcomer that you've called them and created them to be. I speak life over them even now. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, soaking them from the inside out, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that you get the glory, honor, and praise for their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the saints of God said, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night.